When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Side Hustle School team, welcome to episode 2440. My name is Chris Guillebeau, your host. Today, we're going to look at the viability of a 3D printing business. Specifically, we're going to hear from an engineer. His name is Tim. He's from New York City. He's eyeing the growing field of 3D printing, and he's considering taking the plunge to turn this fascination into a bona fide side hustle. He wants to make money from his hobby, his passion, his skill. I love that. His background in engineering will undoubtedly serve him well in this endeavor. But Tim is looking for a bit more guidance on how to ensure that the idea is actually viable. Now, this is really important. You can develop this skill for all kinds of business ideas. So it's not just about Tim and his specific question here, although we're going to look at that, of course. But how do you figure out for any idea, is this viable? Might this be something worth pursuing? You don't always know for sure, but it's nice to have a bit of an idea before you spend a lot of time and money on something. So let's delve into Tim's question. Got a quick little message from our sponsor. Appreciate those sponsors allowing us to keep the lights on. Mostly, I appreciate you, our listeners. So we're going to get to Tim's question in just 30 seconds.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, this is Tim calling from New York. I've been a fan of the show for a while now, and I'm finally taking the plunge to start my own side hustle. As an engineer, I've been toying with the idea of starting a 3D printing business for a while now. But before I fully invest my time and resources into this idea, I want to make sure it's a viable one. I know there are a lot of factors that go into determining the viability of a business, so I was hoping you could help me understand what I should be looking at and what questions I should be asking to make sure this is worth pursuing. Thank you so much.
Hey, Tim, I appreciate the call and the message. Glad you're out there. Glad you're exploring some ideas. And I do think the 3D printing industry is becoming more accessible to entrepreneurs. It's still growing. A few years ago, it was very nascent and some people were doing well with it then. But now more and more people are familiar with it. So it just grows the market. So let's talk about this. Before launching a 3D printing business, or really any business, but we'll try to make it specific to your idea, it's crucial to answer these questions. Okay, just a couple questions, really simple. What problem are you solving? Let's just start with that. What is the problem that you are solving? This could be anything from creating custom parts for other businesses, so it's like a B2B business, to personalized home decor for consumers. So very different business models there, and also very different target audiences. So I like to use the concept of an ideal customer more than a target audience, just because target audience sounds really big and broad. An ideal customer gets you thinking about who is that person, that individual that I want to serve. Of course, you want to serve more than one individual, but you start with that ideal customer. And you know that can help you determine whether it is a B2B idea or a B2C idea. And to bring it back to problems, what problems, you know, is that person having? So what problem am I solving and for whom? What problem are you solving? Who's your target audience? What is your unique selling proposition, USP? Like, how is your 3D printing business going to stand out from any other? This could be something from quality, designs, niche products, just your messaging. And just to caution you a bit here, people tend to get hung up on this question more than any other because they're like, oh, how can I create something that's never been made before? You know, that word unique kind of suggests that it is, in fact, one of a kind. But there's lots of ways to make something unique. It doesn't have to be something that's never been made before. Again, the difference could be in messaging. It could be in the specific ideal customer slash target market you're trying to connect with. But just think about those things. What's the problem you're solving? You know, who are you helping? The problem you're solving and for whom? And what is your unique selling proposition? Lots of other stuff we could talk about, but honestly, if you get those things right, everything else would be so much easier. People often skip these steps and they start thinking about, how do I run my social media campaign? You know, how do I buy ads? And, you know, what's my strategy for upselling? And those are great questions to ask once you've got the initial idea down, but the idea matters the most. So think about that. Best of luck, Tim. Listeners, best of luck to you as well. I'm excited to connect with lots of listeners on the road this week. I'm actually in Portland, Oregon, my hometown tonight. I was in Seattle last night, going on to Austin, Texas tomorrow, but it'll be fun to be at Powell's Bookstore tonight. All details on my website, chrisgillibeau.com/tour. And of course, the podcast rolls on, new episode every day. This is Chris Gillibeau, your host of Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.